Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Welcome to the bonus podcast of Friends with Money. I'm Money's managing editor, Vanessa Walker, and today I'm with Tom Watson, our senior journalist. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Vanessa. How's it going?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, very good.
Okay. So lots of changes and updates for the new financial year, July the 1st, that will affect you and your finances. Please give us a rundown of what our audience needs to know.
All righty. So I thought we'd start off with energy bills, because obviously most people will know energy prices have gone up pretty significantly over the past couple of years. So the good news for households is that there's some relief on the way. So more than 10 million households will start receiving a $75 rebate on each of their quarterly bills throughout the year as part of the federal government's Energy Bill Relief Fund, which they announced in the very recent federal budget. And in addition to that, some of the state and territory governments have also announced their own various bits and pieces of bill relief as well in terms of energy, including Queensland and the Queensland government, which will give households $1,000 back on their bills. So that's on top of the $300 federal government rebate as well. So lots of relief coming our way on the energy front.
That's good to hear. How about wage increases? I hear there's some good news there.
Yeah, so it feels like ages ago, but in early June, the Fair Work Commission announced that the national minimum wage and the modern award minimum wage, which is a bit of a mouthful together, would increase by 3.75% to $24.10 per hour. And that change kicked in on July 1. So based on a regular 38-hour working week, that means that workers on the minimum wage will take home about $915 compared to the former amount of $882. So millions of workers will start to see that reflected in their paychecks in the coming weeks.
That's really good to hear. Now, tax cuts for us all, I believe.
Yeah. So as most people will remember, earlier in the year, the federal government announced that it was reforming the Stage 3 tax cuts, a term that we are all very familiar with now. So basically, that was to give lower and middle income earners a larger tax cut than they were otherwise going to get under the previous version of the Stage 3 tax cut. So as a result of those changes, all taxpayers will start to see these tax cuts reflected in their payslips in the coming weeks, because basically it all kicked off from July 1 as well. So as an example, the government says that someone on the average wage of around $73,000 will get a tax cut of $1,504 over the 2024-2025 financial year, which is nothing to sneeze at, I would say.
So good to hear. Last but not least, superannuation. Some changes coming up.
Yeah, my favourite subject, superannuation. And more good news for most workers to start the financial year on that front. So workers should see the amount of superannuation that they're being paid by their employers tick up, because the super guarantee rate has also ticked up. So the new guarantee rate, which kicked in on July 1, is 11.5%. That's up from 11% last year. And it'll also increase to 12% on July 1, 2025. So for most workers, this will translate to hundreds of dollars in additional employer contributions throughout the year, which, you know, when you compound that over time, could add a tidy sum to most people's retirement savings.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.